Welcome to It's Gonna Be Wonderful, a radio broadcast brought to you by the historic Belle Point Baptist Church in Hinton, West Virginia, where we really do believe that it's gonna be wonderful in heaven someday. Good morning, and thank you for joining us on It's Going to Be Wonderful. Today I would invite your attention to the Old Testament and to the book of Psalms. Here in the book of Psalms, chapter 126, verses 5 and 6, we read these words: "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." I would talk today about the activities of this one that sows. His activities, the Bible says that he goeth. God has a work for you to do, and God has a work for me to do. And happy are we if we are involved in occupying ourselves and our time in the thing that he has appointed. He said, "Go, he that goeth." My friend, you are never going to go if you don't set a time. That's why our church has a regular time where we go soul winning. We go out to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ, go out to encourage them to accept him if they don't know him. But you need to set a time to go. Our text not only says that the activity is to go, but it talks about his unselfishness. It says that he goeth forth. He goes beyond his own door, beyond his own household, beyond his own street, even beyond his own town. He that goeth forth. You and I ought to be engaged in not only going, but going forth. Notice not only his activity and his unselfishness, but look at his sincerity. The Bible says that he that goeth forth and weepeth, or weeping. Do you really have a heart to see people saved? Have you ever cried because you wanted somebody to accept the Lord? Are you able to put your heart into this matter of soul winning, this matter of going to people with the gospel? Can you hand out a gospel tract with a tear in your eye? The promise is to those that go forth, but it also is to those that go forth weeping. The Bible says that we are to be sincere. He that goeth forth weeping. The Bible says that we have a wonderful resource, that we are bearing precious seed. You and I have the gospel of Jesus Christ, the word of God, to share with other people. And that's the only thing that's going to make a difference. What we think, what we believe, matters very little when it comes to leading people to Christ. What matters is the word of God. Do you have that word of God? If you do, then you need to be sharing it with others. There's an assurance there. The Bible says he shall doubtless. Not he might, not he could, not it's possible. But he will doubtless, there's assurance, you will come again. The Bible says you'll come again with rejoicing. That has to do with gladness. You can rejoice that people are saved, that they've come to faith in Christ, and that because God has been pleased to use you. And your reward is this. The Bible says you're going to be bringing your sheaves with you. How many people have been won to Christ by you? Are you going to have to go and empty-handed? "Must I meet my Savior's soul?" the songwriter said. The answer is no. Friend, you need to go. You need to go forth. You need to be sincere and weep. You need to bear precious seed. And you need to take heart in the fact that you're going to come again, rejoicing, bringing your sheaves with you. God is so good. He's so good to give you and me a part in this whole thing of winning people to himself and bringing them to a saving knowledge. But we've got to go. We've got to have the seed. We've got to have it watered with our own tears. And then we're going to have rejoicing over the fact that God has used us to bring somebody else into a fellowship with himself and into a relationship with him, ready for that wonderful, wonderful place that you and I know is heaven. It's going to be wonderful there.
Wonderful in heaven on high, O Lord, highly concerned.
trust you have enjoyed today's broadcast of It's Going to Be Wonderful. If you would like, you may contact the Belle Plaine Baptist Church by writing Belle Plaine Baptist Church, 211 Miller Avenue, Hinton, West Virginia, zip code 25951. Or you may call us at area code 304-466-3547. Visit us also on the World Wide Web. You may reach us at www.bellpoint.net. That's www.bellepoint.net.